producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. The buzz in the land, sadly, is still over this shooting in Oregon. If you don't know the details, here they are. Chris Harper Mercer was the guy who decided he was going to go on a rampage at an Oregon college. Now more details are emerging about his personality and whatnot. He idolized, they say, based on some of now what has just been uncovered, because this has been ongoing investigating, of course, afterwards, after the fact, as he was shot and killed, the Nazis and the IRA. He despised organized religion and talked of how killing could bring a person fame. Great. So one of the little pieces, a blog post that was uncovered, was this, and this is what he specifically said in the blog: I've noticed that so many people, like Vester Lee Flanagan, are alone and unknown, yet when they spill a little blood, the whole world knows who they are. This is what he wrote, referring to the guy who in August murdered a reporter and a cameraman on live TV in Virginia. So that's one post. 10 people, initially it was reported 20, then it was 10, now it's up to 13, including the gunman, dead as a result of what happened today, 180 miles outside of Portland, Oregon. Apparently he showed interest in the Virginia Tech and the Sandy Hook school shootings. Recently shared documentaries about the massacres with people online. But did this mean that there was any clue that this was going to happen? It turned out that he did have a MySpace page. He posted a number of pictures related to the Irish Republican Army. That's the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, not to mislead anyone. And he appeared to be a guy, according to some people who say they had brushes with him, that was angry and filled with hate. So they're still trying to piece together the sheriff's department, you know, again, in this town that was not ready or expecting anything like this to happen, but immediately did kick into high gear. So the first responders were great. They got there as soon as they could and tried to save as many lives, frankly, as they could. The other thing we do know about him is he used the moniker on the website, I Offer, to laud excellent customer service received when ordering a leather Nazi SS officer's cap. He said, you know, just, I received great, customer service. They are fast and great to work with. I highly recommend the company. They're a great pleasure, blah, blah, blah. In another blog post, because this is what now, again, this is now emerging. In another blog post, he mentioned the murders of the NYPD officers, Lou and Ramos, saying that Black Lives Matter, that group may have been to blame, that killing an officer that didn't do anything to you is not the answer. So I think this is where some of these clues are going to come from, not so much Facebook ramblings or any of that kind of thing, because at this point they have not really found that. The bottom line is, whatever the reason, how many lives have been destroyed as a result of this? You multiply it. I hate when we don't recognize the victims. Who are the people? They're not just numbers. Who are the people that were killed? And what about their parents, their siblings, their friends, their relationships? How many people were affected by this guy? And the answer is, the numbers, I'm sure, are staggering. It's not just 10 people, then the other three people. Oh, yeah, now it's 13 people. And then there's these other people who were injured. It's much, much deeper than that. He lived in Winchester, Oregon, by the way. He identified himself as mixed race. That's what he was checking in boxes all over the place. His name on a site, on a dating site, was Iron Cross 45, which, of course, is a Nazi military badge. So this is what we know. And we know that now the hammer starts to swing in all kinds of directions for maybe a few days, maybe longer than that. The president did say one thing that I agree with, where he says, are we just numb to this now? And the answer is, I hope not, because this should be a rallying cry to do something about what's happening with our healthcare system. We've said this, you know, ad nauseum on this show. We've had many, many people on talking about that. We talk about the loner folks. We talk about what's happening in our society. And, you know, how often do we hear, well, when you see clues, and if you could see clues, but how does anybody have a clue, especially if the person is not somebody who's social? How many people aren't social anymore? Do you know your neighbors? Do you know the people that live in the apartment across the hall from you? What do you know about the people around you? I don't know that you're going to see red flags all over the place. This is what we look for, but I don't know that it's necessarily so easy to see those flags. What I want to know is, did this guy reach out for help ever? Did he get help from anyone? Or no, he didn't do that. What's that background? Was he on any kind of drugs? Was he going to see anybody? Was he in any kind of a program? It doesn't look that way, that's for sure. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, I promise we will lighten the load as we take you to the movies with our cheap movie review. The big movie coming out is The Martian, with Matt Damon. It's based on a book that was a bestseller, and it's kind of an intriguing story. I won't spoil it for you if you don't know anything about it, but we'll talk about that and a couple of other movies as well, including The Walk. In the meantime, while some are buzzing about this sad story in Oregon, and I just can't say enough how sad it is, and I feel for all of the people involved in this who have any relationship with any of the people who were gunned down, whether they were killed or they're in a hospital right now. This is just awful. There's no question. This is a club nobody wants to be in, that somebody you know was killed in this way. And what are the answers? I mean, let's just leave it wide open. We'll have more discussions about this. But what do you think are the answers here? What can we do? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net. On the East Coast, be on the lookout. Cat 4 hurricane could be headed your way. Joaquin, not sure yet, slammed into the Bahamas, bending back trees, hurling boats, and, of course, lots of flooding and that kind of stuff. But you got to track the storm. If you look at a satellite photo now, you see a big, giant, red, ugly dot with some purple in it. Ooh, purple means panic. So it's very far offshore, could stay offshore and veer toward Bermuda. But because of what happened after Sandy, if you live in the Northeast, where I grew up, I know my relatives are being cautious about it because they went through Sandy and had, you know, flooding and had to deal with that and had to actually move out of one house and go to another house to higher ground. So New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on Thursday declared a state of emergency because he's not taking any chances with Joaquin. If the Cat 4 storm is stronger, we know what it can do and what it can do to the shoreline, especially in New Jersey and the Carolinas and whatnot. Hang with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight, pleased to be joined by Rachel Moran. And Rachel is a voice, so such an interesting and passionate person. This is something that I have taken up here on the show, as you know, over the years. We're talking about human trafficking and prostitution and what is some of the unbelievable atrocities happening around the world. Rachel's written a book called Paid For, My Journey Through Prostitution, and it's interesting. Right in the foreword of the book, Jimmy Carter says, people who are working to end sexual exploitation will take heart from her example of transformation and an insistence on basic human dignity. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So the Pope was just here, and it was not too long ago, just a week or so ago, that before he came to the United States, that you also met with the Pope in Rome to enlist his help on your journey and what you're trying to do as a best-selling author and journalist and women's rights advocate. You're out there trying to really open some eyes in what's going on around the world. And what was that meeting like with the Pope?
Oh, it was really, really pleasant. He's a lovely man. I'd always had that impression about him. And he's just very warm and personable. And yeah, I enjoyed meeting him, and I'll be back to the Vatican again. They've already invited me back. So, you know, within the course of the conversation I had with the Pope and with others in the Vatican, I came to find that they've actually already taken a position on prostitution in all of its forms as a human rights violation. So that was very heartening to hear. I hadn't actually known that.
Yeah, boy, I didn't know that either. That is great to hear that, absolutely. You founded Space International specifically to help advocate for abused women. And, of course, you've been speaking, and I mentioned the book and whatnot. So tell us about Space and what it is specifically you're doing.
Well, our membership is made up of a dozen women from across seven nations, and five of our members are from five different U.S. states. So we're very broadly represented, and every woman in the group has lived the sex trade at some point in her life, and a lot of the women work delivering frontline services now at this point. So between us, we have a lot of experience of what the sex trade is, from our own personal perspectives and also from what we've seen in the lives of many other women. So we exist to advocate for political change.
Your book talks about your journey. Tell us, so people know, peel that onion back a little bit for us. What happened to you and how did you get out of that business?
Well, I left home at 14 because of serious problems within my family, very dysfunctional background. And I was homeless and prostituting by the following year. So that went on in my life for 7 years. I got out at 22. And, you know, getting out was a complicated thing. It wasn't something that happened for any one reason. I had been using drugs at that point for some years, and I was heavily addicted to cocaine. I also desperately needed to get out of prostitution and to get off drugs because my son at that point was 4 and a half and just about to start school. So a few different things happened that way to just combine in my life to push me to a point where I absolutely had to get out.
And then when you got out, did you decide, I need to help, I see this horrible problem that's happening, and I need to be involved and somehow be a voice?
Well, what happened was a few years after I got out, I had returned to education, and I started writing paid for, not for any political reasons initially, but just because I wanted to tell the truth, just because I wanted to put the truth on the page. And it took quite some years to complete. And by the time I was close to the end of writing the book, things had changed. The political landscape in Ireland had changed. The Turn Off the Red Light campaign had begun, and I wanted to get involved in that.
Yeah, wow. You know, we talk about, because there's so many forms of prostitution and what's happened, and sadly one that I've seen really explode in the United States, and people seem to be shocked by this, is sex tourists and human trafficking and young kids that are suddenly pulled into this world and have no way to get out of it. And it just seems to be on the increase. And I think, if anything, that absolutely has to stop. If you look worldwide, and you know this, trafficking is a worldwide industry. It's well over a $32 billion business. So how do we make inroads into that? Obviously, doing things like you're doing, advocating, out there speaking. Are there other things that people can do and be aware of it at least?
I think that what we need to do is politically organize for the Nordic model, which is what my group does. That model basically is about criminalizing the exploiters and decriminalizing the exploited and opening up avenues through which they can get out of the sex trade, including help with housing, counseling, childcare, education, training, all that kind of stuff. So that's what we're advocating for, real political solutions. And I think it's very, very important that we hit the male demand for paid sex, because if it weren't for that, this problem wouldn't exist.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. So you certainly are getting attention with your book, and you've been able to raise the roof in that sense, and it's just absolutely terrific. When I look across the horizon, the landscape, and I see, as I mentioned, the United States, it's horrific, some of the things that are happening, and outside of the United States too as well, and you hit the nail on the head, paying for sex, that is absolutely the big thing that has led to the human trafficking and some of the atrocious things that we've seen. I would imagine for you what would be rewarding would be when people, when you talk to people or get letters, emails, whatever, from folks who have gotten out of the business, and you must have had some encounters like that. Has that been the thing that really keeps you going, people that have found a different way and gotten out of it and helped to try to shut some of this down?
You know, I've gotten support from such a broad range of people, from people who've gotten out of the sex trade, from some people who are still within the sex trade, from the wives and the widows, I must say, of sex buying men. It's you know, from politicians, from journalists. It's been really, really broad, the support base. The antagonism and the abuse I've got has also been very notable. And a good deal of that comes from people who are personally invested in keeping the sex trade going. So yeah, it's very relentless. But my bottom line really is that, like I said earlier, if we don't curb the demand, this problem is going to continue to grow. And anywhere where you see the decriminalisation of pimps and johns, like New Zealand, for example, you see a massive expansion of the sex trade. So that's why we are firmly opposed to decriminalisation and legalisation models, because sex trafficking goes through the roof, and many other harms multiply alongside it.
Yeah, wow, well said. Rachel Moran, thank you so much. Pick up her book, Paid For, My Journey Through Prostitution. We appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.
So interesting what Rachel's saying, and it's true. I've had these conversations even with Put the Politics Aside. Somebody who was really pushing on the Hill in this direction was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, to do the eye-opening thing of, man, you can't believe these numbers that we're seeing sex trafficking wise, and Rachel said it. It's the idea of it just multiplies. New Zealand, she ends on talking about New Zealand, that in saying if you make selling sex legal but buying it illegal, then they say, she says, and she did an op-ed piece that talked about this, women can get help without being arrested, harassed, all that kind of stuff, because that's the other part of this. And I'll tell you what, and this is happening in some places like Norway. It's happening in Iceland, etc. And Amnesty International, they talk about a sex trade free from fraud, coercion, from that kind of thing. And we've seen it. We've seen what's happened in the United States. I kept coming back to that. It's so shocking. I mean, where are the sex tourists? Where's human trafficking really, really on the rise? And, you know, Dallas, Texas is in the top five. I have to say, I was stunned to learn that. So a powerful, powerful message and story, certainly, that she delivers, no question about it. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The email bag is overflowing. Let's head there now.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Thomas. And Thomas says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what. I think it is almost laughable what we see happening in Washington. It's so easy to jump on your show and call or to send an email and say that. So what is the answer? And I think you've really nailed it. It is that simple. We have to be more involved in our politics, and we should hold our politicians accountable. If you don't take 10 minutes to write an email, to make a quick call, then who are we? Just think about the people in your own world. If you knew 100 people and 100 people all felt disenfranchised by something that was going on in the United States and they all made the call, do you think it would move the needle? Okay, you're asking me that rhetorical question that I ask all the time. You're absolutely right. And thank you for picking up that thread. Of course, if I had something that was bothering me, which there are several things that do, and we talk about them on the air, but I go beyond what's happening on the air, and my friends felt the same way, whether we're talking about what's happening as we had a conversation in the last couple of days about the frustrations over, we could pick anything, wages in the United States, the crippling debt, the corporate tax rate being so high so that it's not pulling business back into the United States and people are losing jobs. And despite we keep hearing, oh, the economy's better, that's not what we're really seeing around us, or government waste. Well, if we had little pods and everyone around you in your world, whether it was 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, whatever, made those calls, yes, because politicians don't want to lose their position. The people around them, especially, I say this all the time, it's about getting reelected. And if you raise the attention, if you go to Washington in a way, you don't have to march to Washington because marches are effective in some ways, but if you do a phone tree and whatnot, you will gain their attention because they don't want to see their constituents, their base, go away, where it makes it tougher to get reelected for number one. I mean, that's the number one reason. And I always say this, just let me add this. Locally, you can absolutely make a difference, and that's where you get involved. What's happening in your city? What's going on with your taxes there? What's happening in your school districts, the infrastructure, whatever? Take some time to acquaint yourself with it. Go to a city council meeting. Get a little bit involved. And I've seen it in my own community, and I've gone to those meetings when something's been contentious. But even when it wasn't, because I wanted to make sure I knew what was happening. Where are the tax dollars going? Why are people protesting something that's being built? That kind of thing. I'm going to get off the soapbox because I went down a rabbit hole. Let's go back to the emails. Thank you for that one, by the way. This one from Stephen. Hey, Kate, aren't you impressed? I've emailed you a couple days in a row. So the Pope's secret visit with Kim Davis, kind of ridiculous, huh? We live in this world where everything is so transparent in some ways. How can it be, as you've said, that one pope and one controversial woman and her husband meet and nobody knows about it until they put out a press release about it? It's kind of shocking, isn't it? Whoever that publicist is, maybe more people need to hire that publicist. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the true story is behind that. I think there was lobbying. Somebody had a little juice with the Vatican. There was lobbying to get her seen, obviously. And they arranged it. So, okay, boom, we're going to take you, the advocacy group, we're going to take you up to Washington. That happens. And then when the Pope leaves, we're going to tell everyone about it. But we won't do it until he's gone, because we're not going to disrupt his trip, which it would have. Because if you remember what was being talked about, oh, sure, he said a few things here, he said a few things there. He talked to people, he was in New York, he was in Washington, he met with Obama, he went to Philly. There wasn't mega controversial headlines, I'll call them headlines, screaming out of his visit. But there would have been in the beginning had anybody known about their meeting. If I knew about it and I broke it on America Tonight, if people couldn't find America Tonight, trust me, they would find America Tonight, because that would be a very, very big story that he met with her. So I think that is the interesting thing, that nobody had any clue that had happened. And you think of the agendas, and that must not have been on an agenda. If somebody was following the Pope, they wouldn't have known it. So the networks, for example, I saw on ABC, Terry Moran, who does a lot of their international things, and here in the United States, he was on the plane, on the Vatican plane, so he must have been covering the Pope when he was in the United States, and he asked him a question, but they didn't know, ABC didn't know the story till everybody else knew the story, which is wild and pretty amazing that they were able to keep that under wraps. All right, here's one from Jake who says, Kate, these Russian airstrikes in Syria, wow, unbelievable, and we're not doing anything about it. But what can we do? There really isn't much. Obviously, Putin is protecting Assad and also fighting ISIS, but there isn't much we can do unless we had boots on the ground or got more heavily involved. And I don't see that happening. Do you know? The Russian jets, I mean, they're just bombarding the crap out of areas around Syria. They're targeting the areas of terrorist groups that even have a link to Al-Qaeda, not the Islamic state, although they're trying to help with the Islamic State, I suppose. But they launched 8 airstrikes overnight. They hit 4. They did hit 4 Islamic State targets, but they were also hitting other areas in groups linked to Al-Qaeda. So how about that? Yes, Russia's decision to join the war with airstrikes on behalf of Assad is a big turning point in what's happening there in this conflict. So our allegiance is with a separate air war against ISIS, as we all know, which means we're now engaged in air combat over the same country, as somebody pointed out to me the other day. You ready for this? For the first time since when? World War II. And what is the enemy? The enemy is the Islamic State. But the friends are very, very different. And how to resolve this conflict is very, very different than both sides. It's very different than what we've seen. So this is interesting. The Russian military support is a huge change in this thing. Don't underestimate it. A huge, huge change. A game changer, in fact. So wait and watch what's going on in Syria. And in the meantime, of course, people are fleeing in droves to try to get out of the way of all of this and to try to get out of, frankly, the grip of ISIS, as we know. So it is the beginning of October. I got an email here from Chuck. Kate, we're back on the whole debate schedule again. Coming up by my calendar, we've got the Democrats next. Yes, October 13th. And it's interesting because this is a CNN debate, and it's been announced, and it's probably because we don't know whether Joe Biden is running or not, but we do know that he's not going to be at the first Democratic debate. He's expected to miss it. That means he is a player in this, that he's being consulted. Hey, are you going to come to the debate? Because everybody wants to know if he's running or not. So he's extended his window for deciding on whether to jump into the campaign. And I'm sure the reason for that is because now you've got the debate coming up on the 13th. So for 2 months, he's been studying, I suppose, is what I hear, what it would take to launch a campaign now. And he's looking at the research. He's looking at what will we do? How would we, you know, how would we conclude this thing? Where are the donors, the base, the areas that we have to go, and trying to come up with the answer, I suppose. So this first Democratic debate on the 13th in Las Vegas, he won't participate in it. It would be shocking, unless he all of a sudden decides to jump in, which would be wild. If I were his campaign manager, just for fun, I'm going to throw this out there, I would, if I knew, if he was definitely going to do it, I would say jump in the day before. Like, what if he prepped for it and just threw a curveball to grab some headlines, because that's what you need, jump in on the 12th. But now they're saying he probably will reveal his plans in the second half of October. So it's not going to happen and until then. Man, oh, man. All right, let's move on to another one here. This one comes to us from Saul, who says, "Hi, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Trust me, I've been listening. It is crazy, all the stuff we hear with the politicians, but I want to give you a compliment on dumb things. I laugh so hard when I hear dumb things. Sometimes they're laugh out loud funny, sometimes not as much laugh out funny, but very interesting what people do. And I can totally relate, as I have probably a notebook full and a lifetime full of dumb things that I have done. You just have to remember to laugh at yourself when you screw up, because it's all going to be okay. All right, well said, and a perfect place to end this. Remember, you can send me your thoughts any time of day, americatonight.net.
Some folks like shit. I like the way you chew your hip.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news.
It's the time you've been waiting for, yes. Finally, we're headed home for this hour of America tonight. And guess what? We're going to take you to the movies. I'll tell you what, this movie has gotten so much buzz, even Oscar buzz. You know, when Hollywood starts to talk about, oh, Matt Damon was unbelievable in this movie, because it's another one where he has to really make you believe. He has to carry it all the way. There are other actors in this, and Ridley Scott is the director of it. So, you know, it was a book, The Martian, that was turned into a movie. Of course, it falls into the genre of fantasy science fiction. It's a long one, so make sure that you bring your patience when you go to the movie theater, because by the time you sit through the previews, you know what that's like. But the actual film is 2 hours and 21 minutes. For what it's worth, Rotten Tomatoes gives it 94%. Here's a snippet of The Martian.
I guarantee you that at some point, everything's going to go south on you.
Ready?
You're going to say, this is it. This is how I end.
Commander, Mark is dead. We have to go. No.
Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates, and to NASA, and to the entire world. But I'm still alive, Surprise. Here's the rub. It's going to be 4 years for another mission to reach me. And I'm in a hat designed to last 31 days. So I got to make water and grow food on a planet where nothing grows. But if I can't figure out a way to make contact with NASA, none of this matters anyway.
We've got an incoming message.
My God. Mark Watney's still alive. In your face, Neil Armstrong. Okay, so let's do the math. I have enough food to last for 50 days.
He's going to starve to death long before we can help.
So, I'm going to have to science the shit out of this.
He's 50 million miles away from home. He's totally alone. What the hell is he thinking right now?
I am the greatest botanist on this planet.
I know how to save Mark Watney.
But we need the Hermes crew.
We either have a high chance of killing one or a low chance of killing six.
I'm not risking their lives.
It's bigger than one person.
No.
It's not.
NASA rejected the mission.
So if we do this?
We're talking mutiny. If anything goes wrong, we die.
Do you realize how crazy this is? We have no other option. No matter what happens, tell the world, tell my family, I never stop fighting to make it home.
All right, so Matt Damon, obviously, he's the star of this. Jessica Chastain, you might remember her from Zero Dark Thirty. Kate Mara, also in this. And Kirsten Wiig, who I love, and looks like she plays a pretty good part in this, too. And Jeff Daniels, some of the cast of The Martian, which I predict will be blockbuster. It's going to have a great opening week for sure. We move from The Martian to The Walk. Check it out, and then we'll talk about it.
I'm going to hang a high wire between the two towers of the World Trade Center and the war fence.
Good luck.
No matter where I was going or what I was doing, I was always searching, looking for the perfect place to hang my wire.
Whoa.
I need you to help me pull this off.
I got just the guys.
Now it starts.
Come on, make it snappy. I'm in a red zone.
I'll figure out how to get the wire across. I think we should wait.
No!
This is extremely illegal, not to mention dangerous.
So when it's time to step on the wire, I don't know if I'll be able to take my first step.
Your heart will tell you what to do.
The man is obviously crazy.
Are we just here to watch him die?
This isn't a game, Felipe. One mistake out there, and you're going to die.
All right, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the star of this. It's a true story. It's Philippe Petit's walk between the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. If you remember, that happened back in August of 1974. I hear it's incredible. IMAX 3D, it's mind-blowing to see this. I also think this is going to be a big hit at the box office for sure. Ben Kingsley is in this movie as well. And Robert Zemeckis, you might remember him, directed it. He's directed a lot of movies, including Forrest Gump. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who had no high wire experience, trained with Philippe Petit. You got to love that. By the end of the eighth day, he was able to walk on the wire by himself. How crazy is this? They did have a stunt double, but he really just wanted to do it on his own. I think I'd like to see this, and it looks to be a pretty good film. Our last one is called Freeheld.
Can I have your number? Hello? It's Stacy from Volleyball.
Listen, I can't talk right now.
Hey, go right ahead.
Just your run-of-the-mill double homicide investigation.
Shut up. Can I call you in?
You got a date?
Yeah, I do. If you could have anything, what would it be? What's your dream?
A house, a dog, a woman I love, loves me.
Me too.
Give me a second here. That's a partnership thing, as you know.
I kind of like the idea that he's a kept woman.
What's the matter?
Hang on, I think you pulled a muscle.
Are you going to get checked out?
Yeah. My name is Detective Laurel Hester. I've worked for the Ocean County Police Department for 23 years. Recently, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. When my heterosexual colleagues die, their pensions go to their spouses. But because my partner is a woman, I don't get to do that. In my career, I've never asked for special treatment. I'm only asking for equality.
We anguish over this situation, but we have to deny your request.
It's an outrageous miscarriage of justice. Their next meeting, we show up with 100 protesters.
Radicals and strangers from New York aren't going to convince these guys.
I am not a radical. I am a middle-class Jewish homosexual from New Jersey. How about you, sweetheart?
I'm a straight, white, ex-Protestant, atheist cop. You okay with that, sweetheart?
I am. That is very hot.
I'm worried about Stacy. She's had so much to deal with. She's so young.
I love you.
It's not fair.
No, it isn't.
I know you feel like
crying. I wanted to tell you about our house. Just really like to hold on to it.
To remember how much we love each other.
If they say yes, then my tax dollars go to her girlfriend.
Yeah, the same way your wife gets your pension if you die.
Yeah, but she's my wife.
Hell, if you and I got married tomorrow, I'd be entitled to your benefits.
Is that a proposal?
Oh my God.
We're sticking to a losing position because of something.
All right, so there you go. Freeheld is our last one, PG-13. Julianne Moore is the star in this. Ellen Page, true story about a New Jersey detective with terminal cancer wanting to get pension benefits for her domestic partner. We'll find an audience, I think, for sure, probably more streaming-wise on Netflix in the future. Enjoy the movies. If you go, send me your cheap movie review, americatonight.net. Make it count, everybody.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.